Well, thank you for that introduction, Dr. Jones. I'm sorry about the computer hiccup we had there. I'm Sandy Steckel. I'm a technician for Dr. Scott Stewart at the University of Tennessee based out of Jackson. Dr. Stewart is my co-author on this paper. He also gets to share in the blame for this title slide. It must have been a late Friday afternoon. I was working on this talk, come up with this just as something funny. I had a really nice one that had some good pictures of plant bugs, but he said, you know, you got to go with this one. We got to get the Jack Daniels in there since it's proudly distilled in Lynchburg, Tennessee. But let's talk about some plant bugs. In Tennessee, we can see a mixed population of tarnished and clouded. However, predominantly, they are tarnished plant bugs. Over the last 3 years, we average about 4 applications a year, costing our producers over $30 an acre to control these pests, and it makes up almost half of our insect control budget for foliar applications through the year. So you can see this is our most important pest in Tennessee cotton. And we can grow good cotton in Tennessee, but being in the northern part of the cotton belt, it's absolutely imperative for our producers to manage for earliness. And insect management is a crucial component of managing for this. So we need to be smart about our choices for control for plant bugs so that we can protect our crop and our bottom line. So this is going to be a very data-heavy slide presentation, going to have a lot of bar graphs, so I'll just set up this first one. Most of them will be very similar. So we'll have products with the rates in ounces per acre in parentheses. We rate with on numbers of plant bugs per 10 row feet, which is 2 standard drop claws. And a lot of times this will be after our second application, the data that I'll show you. This slide is looking at some of the effects of the rates on plant bug control from last year. A lot of times some people will try just the super high rates of insecticides, or they'll try to tank mix 2 really good insecticides to hit it in one shot. However, regardless of the insecticide you used, seldom is one application better than 2 applications. Here, the pick of the litter is Transform, but you'll see that even using the max rate didn't help us out anymore with control compared with our recommended 1.5 ounce rate. This is an example of what not to use for mid-season plant bugs. All these slides will be showing you mid-season control in blooming cotton, so that's important to know. Pyrethroids only have a role in Tennessee in mid-season cotton with high plant bug numbers as a tank mix partner with a go-to insecticide. Pyrethroids either mixed or pre-mixed with imidacloprid products or abamectin or chlorpyrifos are just not going to cut it for plant bug control. Again, we're looking at some of our standards, Orthane, Transform, Bidrin, giving us very good control themselves or mixed. But at the bottom, you'll see the Brigade treatment, which is a pyrethroid, really fall off and not separate from the check, and that's because we have pyrethroid resistance in plant bugs in Tennessee. This is a good slide, mixing it up after bloom. Really big fan of the first or fourth sequence here, where we start with Transform or Diamond in there and then follow up with an OP and pyrethroid. These are all providing good control of plant bugs. Here we see the neonic pyrethroid premixes. Not a big fan of those in mid-season plant bug pressure, because for one thing, they have the neonics in there. We like to keep our neonics in pre-bloom cotton. It doesn't really manage for insect resistance to the neonics very thoughtfully, we need to keep that in mind. These products may have a place later in the season in Tennessee cotton when stink bugs and bollworms are our main target. But we want to stay up here. This is really good broad spectrum control. It's going to cover plant bugs, stink bugs, and bollworm. Here we did this trial where we either put Bidrin out early or Transform out, either alone or mixed in with some Diamond, and then followed up with some either standalone products or a tank mix with Diamond. We see from the first from 5 days after the second application, we got very good control. By 11 days, they're falling off a little bit. But the main thing I want you to concentrate on here is 5 days after the second application, we got really good plant bug control across the board. So here, Diamond really didn't add anything to our plant bug control. It just added to the cost. A similar trial we had in this past year at Jackson, we started with either Bidron or Diamond or Transform out front. 5 days after the second application, we got excellent control with our Bidron and our Transform, some of our go-to products in Tennessee. Diamond was a little bit off here, but Diamond is a slower acting insecticide, so we need to keep that in mind. By 10 days after that second application, we were all above threshold, so we needed to make another application. This is the same test. 6 days after that third application, which was part of the protocol, and you'll see that we got very good control out of all of these products, even the ones where we had just single products in the tank. This is a double shot of a single product again, two shots back-to-back of these products listed on the right, and we got excellent control with all these, including what we consider our go-to products, Bidron, Orthene, Transform, but the dimethylate and the Vidate looked well too. It looks good too. I love this slide. It gives me an opportunity to tell you a little bit about how we like to place our products. The difference in this trial was in early blooming cotton. We went out with either acephate or acephate and plus a tank mix of Diamond in there. By 7 days after that initial application, we were still under threshold. 5 days later, we were well above threshold here. So we hit it with an ounce and a half of Transform. Transform by itself is an excellent plant bug product, or we've seen really good results with it in Tennessee. However, it is a plant bug product. It is not a broad spectrum product. It's not going to pick up your stink bugs or your boll worms. So we like Transform when we have predominantly plant bugs in the field. It did a good job knocking our plant bug numbers down. When they rebounded, we hit it with a shot of Bidron XP2, which is a premix of a pyrethroid and an organophosphate, and it really knocked our numbers down. Now, this cotton was mature enough that we could terminate plant bug applications at this time, but you'll notice that the Diamond out here that was included did have fewer plant bugs. Would this have saved us a spray in the long run if this cotton had a little more legs under it? I don't know, but it was a little less out here. There's two important points that I like to make with this slide. One is that we used good IPM practices here. This cotton needed an application for adult plant bugs pre-bloom, so we hit it with Centric when we were above threshold. Really did a good job. Centric out front did a tremendous job on the plant bugs. Then when we reached threshold again, we only triggered sprays when we were exceeded the threshold that's recommended in Tennessee. So that's good IPM practices. What's good for insecticide resistance management practices in this is that we had multiple modes of action in here. We had a neonic with the Centric, then we followed it up with an OP or an OP insect growth regulator in the Diamond, followed up with the Foxiflor, and then went with an OP pyrethroid mix. So we got five different classes of chemistry in here, five different modes of action, and that's important for IP or IRM. My last data slide is when we have controlling bad plant bugs in Jackson, we had tremendous plant bug pressure last year. This is just a simple sprayed, unsprayed test. Went out, hit exceeded threshold with some bunch of migrating adults coming in. We hit them with Transform. Knocked them back some. However, they rebounded quickly, adults, and then we had a whole bunch of nymphs in this trial. So we hit it with an OP pyrethroid mix, in this case, Orthene Brigade. We knocked them back, but you'll see we have the benefit of seeing an untreated check. If you were the producer, you'd think, oh, I hit them with a good product, and I still got 20 on two drop claws. Did I do very much good? Well, when you've got over 40 plant bugs on a drop cloth, it makes a big difference. You can see here, I see in that untreated check. So even as a producer, you may not realize what you're doing. But when you have big numbers, you need to keep hammering away at them. We hit it again with Ornithine Brigade, knocked them back a little bit, but we still got a lot of plant bugs in this test. So again, we needed another spray. We hit it again, and finally, by August 15th, we got them under control. So as take-home points, our pyrethroids alone just are not going to cut it for big mid-season plant bug pressure. They are excellent in tank mixes with two go-to products for broad-spectrum control, and the premixes with the imidacloprid and others may have a place late season when stink bugs and bollworms are our primary targets, but not plant bugs. Please use go-to plant bug products at recommended rates. We really like the Ornithine, Bidrin, and Transform for plant bugs. Place your products for your maximum benefit. Transform when your plant bugs are your main target. If you want to include Diamond in there, we want to say you use Diamond when those nymphs are just starting to show up, when they're just getting going. And then the OP pyrethroids are an excellent mix for later in the season. And please, as far as insect resistance management, bear in mind that it's important to use multiple modes of action. So with that, I'd like to take any questions if you all have any. All right. Thank you all.